Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Doctors linked to the opposition protest movement in Sudan say the number of people killed by the security forces this week has risen to more than 100. Bodies are still being discovered following an operation to crush pro-democracy protests. The head of Sudan's military council, Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has apologised and offered to resume negotiations with the opposition. Tommy Oladipo reports.
Much of Khartoum is still on lockdown. Residents say they are too scared to go out because members of the dreaded paramilitary group RSF are roaming the streets. The people call them the Janjaweed, in reference to their foundations as a ruthless militia group notorious for atrocities against civilians in Darfur more than a decade ago. This week in the capital, their latest violence and victims have been documented in countless videos.
Queen Elizabeth has led commemorations in the English city of Portsmouth to mark 75 years since the D-Day landings. The mission to liberate Nazi-occupied Europe was the largest seaborne operation in history and changed the course of the Second World War. President Trump, President Macron of France and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel are among the world leaders attending the ceremony. More than 300 veterans, who are all over 90 years old, are also there. The Queen paid tribute to their courage.
When I attended the commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the D-Day landings, some thought it might be the last such event. But the wartime generation, my generation, is resilient, and I'm delighted to be with you in Portsmouth today.
Earlier, 16 countries issued a joint statement to mark the anniversary. It committed them to uphold the values of democracy, tolerance, and the rule of law. A Bangladeshi student has been sentenced by an Australian court to 42 years in prison for engaging in a terrorist act. Jill McGivering has more details.
Mameena Sharma had only been in Australia for 8 days when she attacked the father of the family which offered her a place to stay. She stabbed him in the neck, but he survived. Prosecutors said Ms Sharma was apparently radicalised in Dhaka 6 years earlier and came to Australia with the sole intention of committing a murder inspired by the Islamic State group. She was initially housed with a different family, but removed after she stabbed a mattress there, apparently preparing for the attack.
North Korea is to suspend performances of its spectacular propaganda show, known as the Mass Games, following criticism from the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. After attending the premiere of this year's programme, Mr. Kim told its creators that they'd shown the wrong spirit, although it's not clear exactly what has annoyed the leader. The show features synchronised gymnastics and dance routines. This is the latest world news from the BBC.